Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
You know this guy. He's the one that walks into the coffee shop to join his buddies with a little swagger, a little puff in his chest, and just itching to tell everybody about his latest yield. And that's because he started with Black Label Zinc. He discovered Black Label Zinc and its proprietary LHC technology can drive amazing root masses and even better yield potential. It's his little secret, or was his little secret. Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
The cattle futures fell hard today at the very end. March feeders were the strongest feeder cattle contract, only down 85, but April $1.82 lower, and May's the weakest at 220 lower at 121.50. So across the board, we were lower. If you look at the May contract, we've not gone through the lows from the month of February. We did get close though. On the 24th of February, the low was 120.85, where today's low for May was 121.72. So we're about 90 cents away, but the low at the 1st of February was even lower, all the way down at 119.50. So that would be the support level, and the 119.50 number is the lowest since the beginning of December. So as long as we're below the moving average and under pressure like this, you could get some additional sell pressure just on behalf of the hedge funds. Live cattle finished $1.42 lower in April, surprising some people because the February fats, which expired 2 days ago, were so high and so strong. The fact that April's kind of falling apart here is surprising to some. April live cattle futures are still above the 50-day moving average by about 35 cents. Box beef at midday, 44 cents higher on choice, continues to rally. It's at 207.12. Select was up 14 at 203. So we're both above 200 in choice and select.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grain futures market today was under pressure across the board, much like all of the commodities. It seemed like everything today was under pressure. So we had corn down about 3.5 to 4 cents, soybeans 7 to 14 lower, and then the wheats were about 4 to 8 lower, with Kansas City leading the way down 8 cents in July, Kansas City at 4.80 and a half cents. We had an export report this morning. That total for wheat exports, old crop and new crop, of 452,000 metric tons. We're looking for 400 to 800, so it was at the low end of the range. Corn was 713,000, which was bearish. We were looking for old crop and new crop totals from 850 to 1.25, so it was below the low end of the range. And then beans were neutral, expecting 300 to 700, and it came in at 427,000. So right in the middle of the range for wheat and beans, but a little bit bearish on the corn. The U.S. dollar today is up about 40 points at 102.18. And the dollar going up suggests that the markets, anything we export should be under pressure. And then something else to note is cotton futures today ended up the day lower. May cotton is now the main one. It was down 98 cents at 76.88 after reaching multi-year highs.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.